3, 2, 1. If you have a need in your life, a physical or a spiritual need, then you can call 882-7360. Or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs of the people who call in this week, then you can call 882-7360. You know, I'm excited because summer's returning and the spirit of revival is coming with it. The spirit of revival is returning to Roane County in East Tennessee. You know, it's starting to warm up. The temperature's getting a little bit hotter outside. And, you know, this week I have seen tents go up because there are tent revivals that are going to be held in the county. And it's just a wonderful time in the summer because tent revivals go on and river baptisms go on. And I'm just happy and excited because revival is returning to the East Tennessee area. And the Lord's been speaking to us at the Free Pentecostal Church to perhaps hold a revival in a week or two. And as I hear more about that, and as the Lord begins to tell us more, you know, I'll relay that message to you because we probably will be having a revival at the church. But today I want to speak to the Christians out there that and tell them a little bit of information that Jude passed on through a letter that he was writing, a general epistle to all the Christians. And at the end of his letter, you know how sometimes we'll write right before, you know, we sign the letter, we'll throw in little things like, you know, you have a good week or you have a good time. Well, Jude, at the end of his letter, threw in two very important ideas about salvation. And it's something that, you know, most readers, when they go through, they just read right over it. And I know I have many, many times. But it's really something good when you can look at it and you study it a little bit in detail. Let's begin reading in the book of Jude, starting at verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now here Jude is speaking to the Christians that he's writing to, and he's telling them that they need to build themselves up in their faith. By praying and by thinking about Jesus Christ and about the salvation that he's going to bring with him. And that's what Christians need to do periodically, is to think about the salvation that they are going to experience one day. Because Jesus is going to step out on those clouds and he's going to call his children home. And just in the blink of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye, the trumpets are going to sound and we're going to be caught up together to be with the Lord. But here, you know, he says that there's a reason for thinking about it. He says, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. We have got to have faith if we're going to spread revival through this land. We can't tell people about Jesus Christ without really having the faith within us. And periodically, we need to build ourselves up in the faith because the Satan is going to come and try to steal our joy and to steal what we have. He's going to come at us. And we need to just pray and to think about this salvation that we have and build ourselves up in the faith. Now, in verse 22 there in Jude, he says why. There really is two different ways that we can speak to a sinner man and to tell him about Jesus. The first, in verse 22, it says, of some have compassion, making a difference. Of some have compassion, making a difference. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 13, if you will go ahead and turn over there, we'll begin reading that in just a minute. Jesus has said many times in the Bible how we need to love one another, how we need to love the sinners, and how we need to love our enemies, and how we need to love. And Jude here says to show compassion, because when you do that, you will make a difference. I know in the world today, a lot of Christians, and I don't want to point anybody out or put anybody down, but a lot of Christians are not showing love to one another, and Christians are not showing love to the rest of the world. We're fighting and we're kicking just like everybody else. And, you know, the Bible says that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold, and it's just a prophecy coming to pass. But in these last days, we need to begin showing our love to everybody and begin just showing our compassion. Because when we begin to show the world that the church has something that they don't, they'll begin to want what the church has got. They'll begin to want to come and see what this Jesus is all about. If you're in Matthew chapter 5, we'll begin reading at verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. We are what make this world a good place. If there's any good in it, it comes from God and is shown through His people. And as we begin to show our light, Jesus said to set it, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And if we show our light and show the good that God has done for us and that Jesus has done for us, and we let our light shine, I mean, the world, the Bible says that, they'll see your good works and will glorify the Father which is in heaven. And, you know, when you begin to show your light and to show this compassion that Jude was talking about, you will make a difference. How do I show my light? How do I show men the light that God has given me? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, just turn over the page maybe, in verse 38, Jesus said, ye have heard it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not the devil. Whoa! He said resist not the devil. He said resist not evil. Resist not evil. That sounds strange. What does it mean? Reading on, it says, whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, well, go with him twain. Give unto him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. This is how we show our light shine, because every day people are coming to us and are doing things to us, but it's how we respond to the world. It's not returning an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but it's loving people enough to, when if they take something from you, just give them something else. If they want to borrow something from you, let them have it and don't even expect anything in return. When we do things like this, the world will see that we have something that they don't. They'll see that we have a greater concern for our lives and for our salvation than we do for the world and its things. Well, now, Jude, that's one way that we can begin leading people to the Lord. When we show our light and we show our compassion, Jude said we will make a difference. But there's another way that we can lead people to the Lord and show them the way unto salvation. It's a sad thing to say, but you can't speak softly to everybody and meekly to everybody because they'll ignore you. And Jesus found this out in John chapter 2. Jesus had to drive out the money changers by whipping them with a scourge and turning their tables over. They were coming in there and selling oxen and sheep and doves and everything else in the temple, right in the church. And Jesus, I mean, if he had turned to them and he had said, well, thou had better get thyself out of here, they'd probably kicked him and spit him in the face and just completely ignored him. But I tell you what, now, some people say that Jesus lost his temper, and oh, hell, I don't know about that. The only thing I know is Jesus did what was necessary to get the message across to the money changers. And he had to whip them and to kick their tables over, and he had to do what was necessary to get the message across to those money changers. And Jude says, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We're supposed to be able to discern what we're supposed to say to different people, and God will tell you how to speak to some. Some we have to treat with compassion and make a difference, maybe slowly over a period of years. But some, he says, we have to save with fear, make them believe that we're pulling their feet right out of the fires of hell. I mean, you might want to read to them, like Matthew chapter 5, in verse 32 and 41. I mean, there's going to be a judgment. And there in Matthew it says, "Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And then he shall say unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." It's an everlasting fire that the sinner man is going to go to. It's going to be an everlasting fire that God is going to cast those into that do not accept him and his free gift of salvation. God is going to cast them into a burning, fiery furnace. And in Mark chapter 9 and in verses 44, 46, and 48 says the same thing. That hell is a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. I mean, it's just going to be like they're going to be cast in there, and the flames are going to burn forever, and the worms, the in the Greek, it's the maggots, the worms, the insects, whatever eats at you. The worm infested is just going to come in. The infestation is just going to eat at the flesh of those people. The flames are going to burn at them, and the maggots are going to come and eat at their flesh, and the flames are just going to continue to burn until in Malachi 4:1 it says that they'll just be completely burned up. In Malachi chapter 4, I'll just go ahead and read it. Starting in verse 1, Malachi said, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day cometh that shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." The Bible says that those that do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior will be cast into a lake of fire. And the worms are going to eat at their body, and the flames are going to burn their body, and it's just going to go on like that until there's nothing left of them. Malachi says, until there's neither root nor branch, it's just going to burn them completely up until they're gone. The fire is never quenched. The worm dieth not. That is kind of a message that Jude was saying. If you see a man and the Spirit moves on you to witness to that person, there's two things that you can do. You can either show them compassion, give without expecting a return, lend to them, show your light. Let your light shine before men. And Jude says it will make a difference. And the other way is if you see someone out there, maybe they're drunk, maybe they're on drugs, the Bible says, save with fear. Make them afraid of hell. Make them afraid of their destiny. Make them afraid of the fires of hell and the wrath of God. And just hate the garment spotted by the flesh. Well, it looks like my time is just about up. So let me make a few announcements. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church. The regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And this Sunday night, the Happy Hearts will be singing at the church, and everyone is invited to come and enjoy a night of praise and fellowship with us. Well, it's time for me to go, so keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."